Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
If your history teacher did her job, you'd probably realize that history is just a lot of salacious gossip. And now with my segment called Ye Olde Gossip, I'm going to teach you all about how a 19th century judge's obsession with a famous actress shaped history in Southwest Texas.
Hear ye, hear ye. Come forth, all Instagram baddies and crypto bros, for the most salacious gossip in the whole village.
Abby's done the work to bring you
Ye Olde Gossip.
You've probably never heard of a guy named Judge Roy Bean, because calling him a judge is sort of like calling Katy Perry an astronaut. However, what this man lacked for in qualifications, he made up for in vibes, because Judge Roy Bean made Judge Judy look like a shrinking violet. So today we're in 19th century Linktree, Texas. And like all men who think too highly of themselves, Judge Roy Bean had a nickname for himself. He gave himself the title, the Law West of the Pecos, which sounds super cool until you realize the only thing he was qualified to judge were his own shady decisions. Now, don't get it twisted. This guy wasn't appointed as judge by some law official. He literally woke up one day and was like, yeah, I think I'll be judge. And then the entire town of Linktree, Texas did the equivalent of thumbs-upping an iMessage and just went along with it. So if Judge Roy Bean is the king of the law in Linktree, Texas, his castle is his saloon. He named it the Jersey Lily after a British actress that he was so obsessed with, but he had never met before. It's as if I opened up a club called the Harry Styles and then walked around telling people I named it after my boyfriend. And let me tell you, Linktree, Texas' hottest club is the Jersey Lily. This place has everything. A bar, a courtroom, a portrait of Lily Linktree hanging up like some kind of deity, and a real-life pet bear walking around and biting patrons. This is all factual.
There was an actual bear?
Yes, just walking around. He had a pet bear. And if you thought the combination Dunkin' Donuts Baskin-Robbins was revolutionary, this place would have blown your mind. Because imagine rolling up to jury duty and getting to order a round of shots to get you through a sentencing, because this place was also a courtroom. And truthfully, in Linktree, Texas, this courtroom would have been the hottest ticket in town, because not only was it a saloon, but Judge Roy got to be the judge at the Jersey Lily. And he would get pretty creative with the law. One time, he fined a corpse $40 for carrying a concealed weapon, which basically means he turned a murder trial into a 19th century Venmo request.
Neat.
And Roy was also a fan of very unusual punishments. Like, sure, he could throw a guy into jail for stealing a horse, but wouldn't it be way more sick if he bought the whole courtroom a round of beers instead? And if Roy Bean isn't following, you know...
Wait a minute. So the punishment for the horse thief was that he had to buy everybody a round of beers?
Yeah, isn't that better than prison? Everyone just got to take a shot of Fireball.
That's fire.
Everybody wins. He learns his lesson. Thanks. Y'all get a little tipsy.
I'm not mad at it.
So if Roy Bean's not following, you know, the actual American law, what is this man's moral compass? Well, many historians believe Roy's judicial rulings were heavily influenced by the idea of this British actress named Lily Linktree, who, by the way, has no association to the name of Lily of Linktree, Texas. That's just a fun coincidence. So he would literally sentence people in a certain way if he felt as if it would bring honor to her. He'd be like, Jedediah, I'm sentencing you for the murder of Cletus is weighing heavy on my heart. I'ma let you go. Miss Langtree wouldn't want blood on my hands. And the court was essentially being run by his imaginary girlfriend. And of course, Roy is also writing letters to this woman in this time, because you couldn't have a DM. You couldn't slide into the DMs and be like, hey, Lily Langtree. So he'd sit down at his saloon, probably with a shot of Fireball, and he'd write her a letter and be like, my dearest Lily Langtree, today I sentenced a man to pose as a scarecrow for 3 days in your honor after he was convicted of robbing several banks. I hope this act of mercy does you proud. And then he'd send it off, and he'd probably be like, yeah, she's going to think that's the hottest thing she's ever read. And obviously, this is really embarrassing for him, because homegirl never wrote back because, you know, she's famous. She never loved him, but you know who did? The citizens of Langtree, Texas. They were devastated when this man died. You would have thought it was like being in Memphis when Elvis died. He was treated like a war hero. The entire town went into mourning. And the kicker is, a year after he died, famous actress Lily Langtree finally moseyed her way into town, and she probably strolled into the Jersey Lily, took one look at the shrine of her on the wall, and thought, glad I never answered those letters. that's frightening. And got on the first ship back to the UK. So, if you ever feel a sense of imposter syndrome, just think back to Judge Roy Bean's legacy. He sentenced people to death while playing poker. He owned a pet bear that bit people and devoted his entire life to a woman who didn't even know he existed. And they still gave him a statue.
Loser.
What a loser.
Total loser.
With the original parasocial relationship, totally just directing every law decision he made in Langtree, Texas.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh.
It was so painful. I am sitting there with my mouth open, not believing what I am seeing on the screen.
No spoiler alerts, man.
Nah. It was jarring. 100% jarring. I am curious if you guys listening have ever watched a television show before, and there's either been a scene or a finale that kept you up at night or literally changed your mood. All right, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. You can't escape the internet right now, at least with the show. I'm not going to tell you what happened on the show, but The Last of Us, I'm so mad. I am so mad on what happened this week. Now, to be fair, this show is based on a video game. So if you are into the video game...
About mushroom zombies, right?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, there's a brand deal between a mushroom coffee and The Last of Us. It's Last of Us branded mushroom coffee. With Cordyceps, the mushroom from the show.
Up until this point in the show, I've really, really enjoyed it. And it's not one that probably doctors would tell you, you know, if you're going to watch TV, watch this right before you doze off.
Absolutely not.
Because it's pretty intense, right? However, this week is next level. Next level intense. So much so that I'm not even exactly sure how to describe I was feeling, except like I'm looking at the screen going, this can't be happening. And the way they shot it was in the most painful way possible. It was strictly to get the kind of reaction that I had. But if you played the video game, you knew this whole episode was going to happen. I didn't know anything about the video game, never played 1 minute of it. So I had no idea. And it was jarring.
It's worse.
It gets worse?
No, it's worse if you play the video game.
Really?
Because you're more connected to... I mean, Mo, you've played it too.
The video game is like... I was in tears as a grown man over a video game.
Wow. I had to put it down and walk away.
On this particular scene that I'm talking about?
Really? Because you have to play through it.
Oh my God.
In brutal detail.
So I haven't even seen the show this season yet. I'm waiting to get more episodes, but I haven't.
Oh, so you already know what's
happening? Uh-huh. Yeah.
So uh-huh. I've seen the first. I watched the first episode. I haven't had a chance to see the episode that dropped this week on Sunday.
And I read the BuzzFeed article.
It was hard to avoid avoid the spoiler. But as soon as I said I saw spoiler alert, I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna read it. And then I watched it. The last time I had a reaction like this, and I'll ask you guys if you have had this to any other show also, was Game of Thrones.
The Red Wedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, what, all of that? What? How are they going to continue the show? No.
Not even that, but in the first season, what happens to Ned Stark?
Uh-huh.
How is this? How are we going to do it like that? Are you freaking kidding me? That was devastating. And then the one I told you guys about recently with 1923.
Oh, yeah.
So I was upset for days.
Yeah.
Days. I understand how they chose to end that.
This is like one of those shows that I wait for it to come out. And I am excited about it. And in one episode, I don't know how I can watch again. That's how bad it was. Like, I just can't imagine the show going on like this.
That's how I felt The Walking Dead. Remember that? When they introduced Negan with the bat, Lucille?
Yes.
And, I mean, this is old now, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. He took out Glenn with the bat in such a brutal way. Glenn was one of the OG characters. Mm-hmm. It was so violent and disturbing, I stopped watching. And I never gone back to that show.
It's funny you say that, because that was my exact example. And I watched The Walking Dead, like, faithfully at that time, because I was still catching up. And I was watching it every day. And I've not seen any Walking Dead after that scene to this day. I don't know what happens after
Wow.
that. I was like, yeah, nah, I'm all set.
Is after that right? Scene. Yeah. And those aren't even continued. The Black Mirror. The Walking, yeah. Never mind. I'm confusing two shows.
For me, that's how I feel about Outlander. And I've talked about this scene a couple of times on the show before, but it's towards the end of season one. And this, again, like, I was a faithful watcher. This was my treadmill show. I always got so excited. I was like, I'm going to watch my sexy Scottish man. And then all of a sudden, it got real scary and real dark between two men. And I won't describe what happened. In a prison. And it is the most jarring thing. Everybody I talked to about Outlander have specifically said this scene has made it difficult to continue the show. I mean, they really put you through the ringer.
That's
really?
Why
Outlander.
It's why I stopped watching.
Yeah. And to be fair, it never really gets that graphic until later seasons, but it is, it was jarring.
1-855-BIRCHO. Share it in the show that you were watching that jarred you so badly. It put you in a bad mood or you couldn't go to sleep.
Hi, guys. Good morning. It has to be Black Mirror. I think you mentioned it, Bert, but that show literally had me staring at the ceiling at night, contemplating everything. Have any of you guys watched it?
Oh, yeah.
Which episode?
Oh, gosh. USS McAllister was probably the one for me that just... there's so many to choose from, but that one is the one just... It shakes you to your core. And it's so relatable to today's society, and it foreshadows a lot of things, and it's on another level.
Yeah, I get it. And Black Mirror, that's one of those deals that you can rebound from that because it's not the same storyline with the same characters every week. So you could kind of like sequester it and just go, you know what, I'll just watch a different episode next week. good morning to Alicia. You are on The Bert Show.
Hey, yeah. So my husband always says I'm overdramatic when it comes to shows. And this last week, me and my daughter were watching 911 because that's our show. Uh-huh. And she is 7, almost 8. And when I look over and she is hysterically crying like I am, and my husband just walks in and goes, no, we're not doing this.
Not today.
Get over it.
Yeah, there are just some shows that leave you like that. Like, I think I have to break up with the show. I'm going to give it one more episode to see if it can remain hot for me. But I think it's over.
Have you played the entire game, the second game, Mo?
Yes.
I think there is one more scene, maybe two more scenes in my mind. There was one that was really hard to play in the video game that I thought I was going to not be able to finish the game because I couldn't do it.
I can't do it.
Yeah, man.
I can't do another one of those.
Now you see why they call it the best video game of all time.
I guess I get it. Mm-hmm. It's The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
I am driving down the road and I have a Bronco now, right? Most of my life I have had Jeep Wranglers, which I've absolutely loved, right? In the Wrangler community, when you are driving down the road and you see another Wrangler, you wave at each other. Mm-hmm. Hey, Wrangler, Wrangler, right? So I'm driving down the road in my Bronco the other day, and I see another Bronco, and I put my hand up to say hi. They didn't say hi back.
They ignored you.
They ignored me back. And then the Broncos are so popular right now. No less than a minute later, there's another Bronco going down the road. And I wave, hey, I got a Bronco. Hi, you got a Bronco. And there was nothing.
They look right at you?
I don't even think they, I'm not sure if they saw, they might have seen me. I don't know. It happened so fast. It was right here on Hammond, right? And I started to get like, oh, I miss my Wrangler. I liked when people waved at each other.
You like the Jeep Wrangler community better than the Bronco community?
They were much friendlier. But then I realized, like, it's the dumbest thing ever. Like, hey, hi, we've got the same car.
Yeah.
This is pretty ridiculous.
Hi. And then I'm like, okay, that's really not something to be upset about at all.
No.
You should have followed him until you got your wave back.
Right. Did you not see me wave? Right. All right, Kristen, let's talk about the penal period party.
Yes. This puppy is coming up, and it's coming up soon. Let's do a quick roll call, if you don't mind, about who is going to be in attendance at the penal period party Sunday, May 4th at Chateau Alon, collecting period products for helping mamas. Abby, will you be there?
I will be there.
Cassie, will you be there?
Ready for a bloody good time.
Oh, really? Really?
I'm British. What are you talking about?
Katie, will you be there?
I will be.
Yeah, in the background. Rebecca, will you be there?
Yeah.
And Amber, who's in the phone screener room, she will be there. All the ladies of the Burr Show will be in attendance at the Pino period party.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're just going to assume that the men aren't going to be there?
You guys already said you're not coming.
I was okay with that.
I was just checking my calendar, and it turns out I am not.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys already said you're not coming.
I'll be in spirit.
But yeah. I also checked my calendar and realized I have nothing else going on that day, but I will not be there.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just letting you know, dudes, you are more than welcome to come. We had men there last year. We had children there. There were young girls. There were young boys, all chipping in to do good for the community. So if you would like to help out your community, Bert, and help out menstruators in need, we would love to have you at the Pino period party Sunday, May 4th at Chateau Alon.
Okay, I'm putting it in my calendar right now.
Okay.
As to be determined.
To be determined. I'm used to that. So I had this flash, this memory of a song I did about tampons. Let me explain. So on my previous morning show in Raleigh, North Carolina, we did a bit called American Idiots. This was when American Idol was huge. So a playoff of American Idol, we did American Idiots. We would spin a wheel and we get a genre. So it'd be country, it'd be pop, it'd be hip hop, it'd be jazz, whatever. Then we spin another wheel and we get a topic. One week we had to do a hip hop song about things in the bathroom.
That sounds like a way more fun show than what we have.
Yeah. And these were like super produced, like, well, I'm not going to say super produced.
Super produced.
No, no, no. They were not super produced. I went to a room and I recorded myself, okay?
There's Rick James in the other room. Right? Hey! A little too hot on that.
Baby faces in there. Right?
There's no reverb. There's no mastering. It's literally me in the room where I used to cut my spots for Bailey's Fine Jewelry doing my American Idiot song. So the listeners voted. We all did our songs. Listeners voted. And at the end, we would crown somebody the winner of American Idiots. But this one week, I did a song to Jay-Z's I Got 99 Problems. And I switched it to I Got 99 Problems, but tampons ain't one.
Hit me.
Yep. Wait. Now, what? I was like, ooh, I got to find this because this is a perfect way to talk about the Pino period party. Where can I find it? And then I remembered, back in my mind, I sent this to Bert trying to get the job here at the Bert Show. So every single day I would send him little clips, little pieces of audio because I was vying for this seat on the Bert Show. And I actually have the email from April of 2011.
Come on.
Between you and I.
Wow.
So I sent you 99 problems.
but tampons ain't one. And I attached the song. And you replied back, if I close my eyes, I'd swear I was at Hova's show. Wow. To which I followed up, keeping you in the loop, here's the dealio. Peeps are dragging their feet on my end. Paul, my agent, is making another call for me tomorrow, and I'll be sure to give you an update. Now, I'm going to be very forthcoming with information. In other words, I'm going to get real. I want this job. Love it's it. An incredible opportunity with an incredible group of people, and I'm willing to do anything to get it. I will get my butt down there to Atlanta one way or another. I appreciate your patience, and I hope you think I'm worth the wait. Now I have to go get my bridesmaid dress and speech ready for the big nuptials tomorrow. I guess I had a friend getting married. Have a great show tomorrow, okay?
That's a fantastic email.
Right?
I mean, wow, what a fantastic email. Tell them, you know, the potential, like, I want this job so much, which is really what we want, is mm-hmm. like, separate yourself from everybody else. That was great.
So I sent you a song about tampons. And here is the debut of... I got 99 problems, but tampons ain't one. If you're having female problems, I feel bad for you, hun. I got 99 problems, but tampons ain't one. I got the F.O., now I had to go to the bathroom to get it under control. Open the cabinet, it's no surprise. There's a serious amount of feminine hygiene supplies. A chick always has to be prepared for the worst. Unless, of course, this time it was your very first. It's good to have a variety of things. I even keep a pack of those pads that have wings. First day, so I'm really feeling the cramps, but over like osteoporosis of a gramps. I grab my mite off to ease the pain. My boyfriend knows his position about to go insane. I just threw a bottle of his Rogaine. Grab the heating pad, ovaries about to pop. Added tissues can't get this crying to stop. I got 99 problems, but tampons ain't one. Hit me. Oh wait. 99 problems, but tampons ain't one. If you're having female problems, I feel bad for you, hon. I got 99 problems, but tampons ain't one. Hit me. Body is hurting. How showers what I need. Please, please, cow gon' take me away at full speed. To make matters worse, I ate too much cheese. Pop too correct, I'll put my stomach at ease. My head's about to bust from this headache. Wonder if John's got Tylenol I can take. Why can't my time of the month give me a break? Need me a giant piece of chocolate cake. I'm a hot mess when I ride the crimson wave. There's nothing in the world this girl don't crave. Checking myself out in the mirror again. There's no hiding these engorged twins. My belly's all huge cause I'm a bloatin'. This menstrual cycle wreaks havoc on my skin. Trying to bust out the proactive. Trying to make myself feel more attractive. Maybe if I smear on a facial mask, why the curls gotta be like this, I ask. I'm out of toilet paper. Well, this is no fun. I got 99 problems, but tampons ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but tampons ain't one. If you're having female problems, I feel bad for you, hun. I got 99 problems, but tampons ain't one. Hit me.
Wow.
99 problems, but tampons ain't one. If you're having female problems, I feel bad for you, hun. I got 99 problems, but tampons ain't one. It just keeps going.
That is the whole song.
If you're having female problems, I feel bad for you, hun. I got 99 problems, but tampons ain't one.
Come on.
Not to laugh.
She covered it all, man.
You covered the whole song.
She covered it all back there.
Hey, it was a couple times your flow was all right. I ain't gonna lie to you. Did you actually count bars?
Yes.
You knew how to do that?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
And she got hired nonetheless. All right, again, it is May 4th.
May 4th, 2 to 4, Chateau Alon, Auto Help, Helping Mamas. We might add that to the playlist because we're gonna have a live DJ. Who knows?
It's a Virtua.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There are some men who may have too much pride to say this, but I do not. I need some help from the ladies. Need some help. So
you ain't gonna find a lady here. You'll find some women, but you ain't gonna find no ladies.
You'll find some chicks.
Women, chicks, women over ladies. Got it. Okay. Well, I think in a world where, you know, I'm doing a podcast called In the Moment, which is under Burt's Network Pioneer, and it's me and my dude. And I know we have a lot of women who listen to the podcast. And I'm always in my head about not wanting to become the podcast that is just all men, all men's opinions all the time. And I'm always seeing the complaints from women saying all of these guys on these podcasts that don't have a woman on them are always talking about the same things and going over things that women are tired of hearing.
Why are you reluctant to put a woman on the show with you so you have that opinion in studio with you?
Wow. That was very leaping and assuming and jumping to conclusions. I am not. I am not at all. I'm actually looking to put a woman in that spot. It just has not happened yet.
I'm going to be on the show.
Yes, we're working on that.
We just got to figure out a date.
Yep, we're figuring it out right now. But in the meantime, in between time, I would like to get the opinions from women about what y'all would prefer to hear men talk about when it comes to just anything in life. It could be dating. It could just be operating as a man. I feel like men don't do, at least the men that I know who have podcasts, don't really do a good enough job of reaching out and asking, well, what would you like to hear? You know, I know women are tired of hearing the 50-50 conversations and just tired of hearing a lot of the things that men always bring to the table. So I thought, why not ask, what would women want to hear if you're listening to a podcast that's all men and there's no women in the seat?
Most guys will ask what do you want to hear? And then we won't listen to their responses.
Got it. I'm going to listen.
All right, 1-855-VIRT-SHOW if you want to help Mo out here.
Personally, I feel like we there are a lot of podcasts out there of women lifting women up. I would like for more conversations of men lifting women up, of how they can be better allies for women. I feel a lot of times women share their stories and they can be easily dismissed by men or downplayed. So it would be nice to have conversations about like toxic masculinity and making women feel safe, making women feel seen. Like, how can we help women achieve or how can we help women in the pay gap? Like, something that is, yes, you want to be entertaining, but it would also be nice to have somebody be like, yeah, no, I'm here to entertain, I'm here to listen, and I'm here to help. I'm here to make life a little bit easier.
I'll give you my squeaky clean answer, and then I'll give you my edgy answer, because okay. I don't want your podcast to end up sounding like NPR, because I know that's not like your vibe or anything. Mm-hmm. But I do think, to Kristen's point, I think if you look at anything from a marketing perspective, like when there's negative experiences being shared about women, you're going to get more empathetic ears from men. So you're going to get a lot of men listening to that. Whereas if you have like men sharing their positive experiences with women, like things that men love about women, the girls are going to want to tune into that to be like, oh, what am I doing well? Or what did I not do enough in my last relationship that I can start taking notes on? But I feel like my edgier answer for you is, I think maybe the one thing that men and women can never really agree on, especially maybe for this age demographic that your podcast reaches, is the double standard for body counts. Like, I think women get very, very frustrated that men hold women to these very chaste standards. Like, oh, if you have a body count higher than 7, like you kind of a bop. But men are then allowed to bop around and get with as many women as possible. And that scene, it's like a conquest.
That's still
a trophy.
Thing? Like, I felt like that was starting to change. No,
that's absolutely still a thing. Okay.
Yeah, for me, kind of on that same thing, like the double standards. But what I would love is like, God, so I've seen female influencers talk about dating men, and they lay out the truth, but it also irritates me sometimes because I'm like, I would like to hear a man lay out this truth. So like, it's a woman being like, hey, if you go above and beyond for your man consistently and you never expect him to do the same, he's going to start seeing you as a mom. So like, I would love for you to find those female influencers on TikTok giving women advice about men and listening to that and being like, true, false, that ain't how it works. Oh, like, kind of doing a breakdown, because that's what women like. I'm not even dating and I'm getting those videos like showing like, hey, this is what it's like if you want to be this kind of woman with a man, or if you want to be this kind of woman and a man. And the whole time I'm like, this makes sense to me. But here we are, two women talking about what men want. I'd like to hear what men want. So I think if you like respond to women asking those questions, or the women acting like they know what men want, whether or not it's true or false, that would be really valuable for me as a woman to know what your thoughts are on it.
Here is Kay that wants to help you out. Hey, Kay, how can you help Mo out here with In the Moment?
Yes, I want men to really focus on their own business and stop talking about women's business and what women need to be doing. I just feel like if men could hold each other accountable more and be like, I don't know, a little bit better, instead of women having to tell men what they need to do, I think men can help other men out. But if they stop focusing so much on what women are doing, what we're wearing, and all those other things, maybe men will actually listen to this podcast and get some help.
So give me an example.
So for instance, someone was just mentioning body count. So instead of talking about things like body count or how a woman should be cooking or the 50-50 talks, why don't men talk about planning spontaneous dates or taking control in the relationship in that way?
Okay.
Or just being their best self. Like, what can they do for self-improvement? You know, can they go to therapy? Could they read a book? Things like that. Because women do that. You know, men go to the gym, but they don't typically work on themselves.
Most stopped listening about 2 minutes ago.
I was working on myself.
Just adding on to what Kay is saying, there's a couple of accounts I follow on Instagram that I find highly amusing, and they are calling men out for their bad behavior. And I know sometimes you can have girl code, sometimes you can have bro code. I think it would be refreshing for men to call out other men for like their like transgressions, for their bad behavior. And it's like, no, that's not how you need to move in life. You're not respecting yourself and you're not respecting the women around you.
See, but wouldn't that be a double standard? Because if the women get to call the men out for their bad behavior, why wouldn't the men call the women out for theirs? It's looked at as a negative thing.
It's not one or the other. Like you can call women out. I feel like you can call anybody out. What I have seen, and this is something that leads to, I don't want to misspeak because I haven't seen the movie Adolescence, but how young men's minds are getting kind of warped and melded by this messaging of this toxic masculinity and things of that nature.
Yes,
I feel like it's important to have positive male influences in showing that it's cool to respect women. And if you see a dude that says something or speaks out of pocket or is being disrespectful to women, call him out on it, man. Mm-hmm. I feel like it has more weight and more power if a man does it than if a woman does it. Because if a woman does it, then you're just complaining again.
I personally don't have any problem with a podcast like yours calling women out for the BS that we do in relationships. I think maybe just as long as it's balanced. Because then I think if it's like all negative about women, then people get the impression like, oh, then this is just like a woman-hating podcast.
I think it's an interesting comment the last caller made also. And I think you and I might live in bubbles as well. Because you tend to hang out with people that are like you. And I know that you are always working on yourself. You are always thinking. I feel the same way about myself. So I've naturally sort of surrounded myself with men that do that as well. Mm-hmm. And I think you do too.
Absolutely.
So that's why when she said that, I could see on your face like, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
But I don't know if most men work on themselves or not, because the men I'm around do.
And that's why I'm asking, right? Because a lot of the time and I could answer some of these questions, but I'm listening. I just want to listen now to get a better understanding of what women hear when we do say certain things. Because I do think a lot of the time it really is just communication. You may not be saying it right. The delivery could be off, or there's not enough balance, as Abby mentioned. So even though I may not always agree, I still want to listen to the perspective so that I can feel like we're not isolating women who listen to the podcast.
Hey, Kim, good morning. You have some advice for Mo on his podcast in the moment?
I do. I'd love to hear him talk about parenting, co-parenting, gender roles, non-gender roles, just everything from a male's perspective, but be open-minded, please.
Would you listen to a podcast like that for a man's perspective on things, or are you listening for a man's perspective on women, or if the men are absorbing what the women are trying to say?
I'm not listening for the absorbing. I want to hear what the men think about it and to validate their thought process, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I got it. Makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. And here's the last one. Good morning, Amanda. You're on The Burt Show. What do women want to hear in a podcast like Mo's that are two dudes at this point?
What I would love to hear is more support when it comes to men, and like what Kim was talking about. Just when it comes to family values, because I feel like there's a lot of support for women when it comes to that. I just don't feel like there is enough of that for young men, especially in men now.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Huh?
Thank you for your input.
That help out?
That did. It helped out a lot. Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
When's the next time you're recording?
Monday.
Monday. All right. It's called In the Moment. You can find it on any podcasting platform.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.